Track 6, Falling in Love with February. Our columnist, Nick Aitchison, finds glimmers of joy in nature in this unlovely month.
Oh, February, you can be awfully hard to like. It's not your fault, of course. Not wholly. You're not to blame for coming after dark December and after January's unrelenting gloom. But you could make a little effort to endear yourself to us. What's with the howling window-rattling gales? And why the sultry days of bitter fog when all we want, at last, are warmth and sun and butterflies? What's that? The missel thrush, you say? Well, now you mention it, a missel thrush is rather fine. He's so very stately, after all. I like the faintly frosted grey he carries on his head and back, quite unlike the sticky toffee warmth of song thrushes. But you don't mean the missel thrush's looks, do you? You mean his voice. His voice, I'll grant, is more than cause to love you, February. Just when I can't survive another day of cold and grey and wet and dark, each year I hear that loud stentorian voice, and winter slinks away in shame. There's no more operatic songster in the Norfolk landscape, and none more welcome than a missel thrush tumbling into song in February. One point to you. But I still resent your cold, wet days, your long black nights. No, February, you will not make me love you quite so easily. What say you? Goshawks? Well, yes, I can't deny that goshawks are magnificent. And yes, it's true, you, February, are the finest month for seeing them. Those rare days on which your February sky is untroubled by sullen cloud, they are the best for goshawks. On such precious days, I steal to the woods mid-morning and wait for hawks to rise on the warming day's first thermals. Buzzards and kites are first, but soon there's a thrill in the air as a goshawk appears. Often it's other birds that give a goshawk away, angered crowds of rooks and panicked lines of woodpigeons. A kite or a buzzard means nothing to them, all but incapable of killing a healthy adult bird. But a goshawk, carelessly ignored, means death. Strange then that these lethal predators are so balletic in display above a conifer wood in February. The muscular female has an air of menace, always. Even in display, her wing beats betray a savage strength. But there's feather-like beauty to her diving, soaring, plunging dance. She dwarfs the male she dances with. But he too, slaty-masked, with egg-yolk legs, like her, is a wild dichotomy of fearsome predatory power and lissome grace. 2 points to you, dear February. Indeed, we owe the thrill of goshawks in display to you. While standing, shivering, waiting for goshawks, I hear perhaps the loveliest song in Britain. He does not have the daring creativity of a nightingale, nor the mulled wine warmth and fruitiness of a blackcap song, nor yet the sunny notes of blackbirds, but a woodlark has my heart. There is a soulful quality to his voice, a sobbing beauty as he hovers in an icy clearing in a healthy wood. I am reduced to breathless wonder by a woodlark's song. And, yes, February, on a bright, clear day, you are the woodlark's month. And common gulls. In Norfolk, we see the best of common gulls in February, as these handsome bandits barely stay to breed here, preferring moors and slaty rivers in the north. We only hear their wild, freewheeling courtship later in winter, before they leave. Like goshawks, common gulls are dichotomous. Their name, for a start, is an untruth. For in 2024, they were added to the UK Red List of Threatened Birds. A common gull is sadly far from common. A common gull's appearance is more misleading still. Unlike larger herring gulls, common gulls' neat dark eyes and almost unhooked bills bestow on them a look of choirboy innocence. Do not be fooled, for common gulls are rogues. All winter they cause chaos amongst black-headed gulls, chasing them acrobatically for food, squealing as they go. But their best squeals, The yelping, yodeling courtship calls are heard in February as days grow longer and the gulls begin to think of flying north to breed. I see it now. I understand what February means. As the power of the heartless witch of the lion, the witch and the wardrobe begins to slip, a wondrous thaw begins. The animals of the forest feel something they have not known in many moons. Something called hope. Hope is what you stand for, February. There's cold ahead for sure, and the murky days of frozen fog, and winter sniffles and mud and gloom. And yet the woodlark's song has brought us hope. The goshawk's joyous diving in display has promised longer days. The wildly wheeling common gulls have spoken of the endless days of summer to come. Together they have thrust a lance of hope into the heart of winter. I'll try to love you, February. I'll go outside and walk and look and notice all the signs you send that winter's done. I'll love your goshawks and your loudly shouting field fares, your whistling redwings in their roosts and swirling hordes of starlings. I'll mooch along the muddy coast and listen to the throaty burble of your brent geese, anxious for the tundra of Siberia. I'll kick through soggy leaves and listen for the furious whirr of wrens. I'll quicken as a song thrush shouts his first loud stabbing notes and gives me spring. Thank you, February, for these gifts. Thank you for life and song and hope in gulls and larks and goshawks. I will not so readily dismiss your days again. I'll revel in your fleeting wonders. I'll welcome you and all the hope you bring.